حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once an angel came in the blessed court of the Messenger of Allah, the mercy for all mankind, the jewel in the crown of prophethood, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has given me an immense ability to count. I can count the trees, the leaves on the trees. I can count the drops of rain which fall from the sky. I can count the drops of ocean, the drops of water in the ocean. I can count the particles of sand in the vast desert. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a time comes where even my immense ability to count comes to a standstill. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired, tell me, when is that moment? My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani channel, the angel replied, the Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when somebody from amongst your ummah, your followers, one of your ummatis sends durood and salam upon you, the mercy that showers upon that individual, I can't count that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma, there lived two brothers. Both of them spent a huge part of their lives worshipping fire. One was devoted to fire worship for 35 years, whilst his elder brother worshipped fire for 73 years. One day, the younger brother said, let's put our dedication and worship to the test, that after so many years of being devoted to this fire, will it cause us harm or not? The way it scolds people who do not worship it, will it harm us or will we be saved from it? If it causes us no injury, then we will continue to show obedience to it. Otherwise, we will stop worshipping it from now on. The older brother agreed. His younger brother then said, put your fire in the hand to experiment, or do you want me to do it? The older brother told him to place his hand over the fire, as it was his bright idea. As soon as the younger brother placed his hand above the fire, his fingers were burnt severely. He screamed in agony as he swiftly pulled his hand away and cried, I have worshipped you for 35 years, yet you still cause me harm. He then said to his brother, let us worship such a Lord who is eternal. Even if we disobey him for 500 years, a moment's sincere worship and repentance will be sufficient to eradicate all our previous sins. The older brother agreed and said, let us find such a person who will divert us onto the correct path. The narrator says, both of the brothers agreed to go to the gathering of the great Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma, to see what they would acquire from there. When they arrived in Basra with their families, they found Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma addressing a huge ijtima, huge gathering. As they both entered, the older brother started getting cold feet and started having second thoughts and said to his younger brother, "You know, I think I should return. I have worshipped this fire for the majority of my life. I don't know how I will cope with taunts from my family and friends. To save myself from this humiliation, I am going to remain loyal to fire worship." The younger brother replied, "The disgrace of the jeering and mocking from the family will be short-lived, but the punishment of the eternal fire will be extremely severe and never go away. Don't be too concerned about your friends." The older brother, however, didn't take any notice of what his younger brother was saying, and he ultimately returned. The younger brother, however, remained steadfast and continued. He went and he sat in the gathering with his family. When Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma finished his lecture, his bayan, this young man got up, went towards Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma and told him who he was and why he had come. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma told him about the eternal blessings of accepting Islam and invited him and his family to accept. All of his family, upon hearing the words of wisdom from this great saint, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma, recited the Shahada and reverted to Islam. The whole gathering was overcome with emotion. When the young man decided to leave, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahma said, "Let me see if I can do a little collection for you." He declined, saying that, "I don't want to sell my new faith for some worldly wealth," and then departed. The young man, along with his family, reached a place where they found a broken down hut. They decided to spend the night there. In the morning, his wife told him to go to the town and see if he could find some work. "Earn with your own hands and come and feed us." He got up and headed towards the town, but he couldn't find any work. He thought to himself, "I have spent all morning looking for work to provide for my family, but to no avail. Now I will do the work for Allah Azza wa Jal." He found a masjid and he busied himself in prayer for the rest of the day. When he returned home empty-handed, his wife asked, "Didn't you manage to find any work?" He replied, "My dear, I have done work for such a king who didn't pay me today, but I know he will definitely reward me for my efforts." Therefore, that night the whole family went to sleep on an empty stomach. The next morning, he again went into town to find work. Again, he didn't find anything. And again, for the second day, he went into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and started doing the little bit of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal which he could do. When he returned home, again his wife angrily inquired if he had managed to find any work. Again he replied in the negative and said, "I have worked for the same king. I have worked for the same king whom I worked for yesterday. I know that he will definitely reward me tomorrow, as it is the blessed day of Friday." Ultimately, for the second day in succession, his family went to sleep without eating any food at all. In the morning, he again went to look for work, but still remained frustrated as nobody had any work for him. He went into the masjid on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, prayed 2 rakat, and then raised his hands towards the sky and prayed, "O Lord, O my merciful provider and sustainer, it is a great favor from you that you have blessed me with faith and placed the crown of belief on my head. For the sake of this blessed deen, and this honorable and praiseworthy day, Friday, which is indeed blessed in your court, I raise my hands in your majestic court. Provide me and my family sustenance from such a place where we wouldn't even imagine. O Lord, I am very embarrassed to face my family today, and fear for their patience in the new faith they have been blessed with." The narrator says, he continued in supplication and then went for Jumu'ah Salah. At home, his children were starving and crying for food. All of a sudden, with him being totally unaware of what was going on in his house as he was in the masjid, there was a knock on the door of his house. His wife opened to find a very handsome young man standing outside with a tray covered with a handkerchief in his hands. He spoke very elegantly. Take this tray as it belongs to you and tell your husband that this is his pay for the 2 days' work which he has done. Tell him, the harder he works, the more we will reward him, especially on this blessed day of Friday. Even if you work less on this blessed day, you are rewarded greatly from the great king. The wife took the tray and was astonished to see that it had 1,000 gold coins on it. She then took a single coin to the exchange to get some money and to see if she could get some food for the children who were starving for 3 days. When she came to the Christian banker, he was amazed to see that a single gold coin weighed twice as much and was not even the currency of the current time. He inquired as to where she got it from. She told him the whole incident about the young man coming to his house, how they had just recently accepted Islam and her husband was struggling to find work, and then this man turned up. He then handed the woman 1,000 dirham and said, "When you run out, come back to me." However, her husband, who was busy in salah, busy in prayer on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, finished his supplications and, very concerned, headed home. On his way, he picked up a sack and filled it up with sand, thinking to himself that if my wife asks, I will say there's flour in it. When he reached home, he was flabbergasted to see that his whole house was completely sparkling with items and a beautiful aroma was erupting of food being prepared. He left his sack by the door and went to find his wife. When he found her busy cooking delicious food, he asked her what had happened since he had gone. His wife told him everything about the man who bought the tray of gold coins, saying that it was from the great king, rewarding you for the 2 days' worship you have done. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, this young man, upon hearing and receiving the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, with tears running down his face, fell to the floor in sajda and thanked his merciful Lord. His wife then asked him what he had in the sack. He replied, "Oh, don't worry about that. I filled it up with sand." Nevertheless, when his wife opened the sack, the sand by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal had indeed changed to flour. Upon seeing this, again the man fell into sajda and thanked his merciful Lord. This young man went on to spend the rest of his life in worship and total submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Faqih alayhi rahmah says, "Raise your hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and pray with the wasila, dignity and honor of this blessed day of Friday, that Allah Azza wa Jal get rid of our sins and remove difficulties and problems from us." When that young man prayed by mentioning the dignity of Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal removed his worries and provided him with sustenance from an unthinkable source. Indeed, if we pray in the same manner, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove all our fears too, because He is the most merciful, the most kind. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And will provide for him whence he expects not. And he who puts his trust in Allah, he is sufficient for him. Verily, Allah is to fulfill his work. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal has kept a measure for everything." My dear brothers in Islam, we hear about the wonders this man, this individual, this new river to Islam received from Allah Azza wa Jal by praying with the wasila of this blessed day of Jumu'ah. My dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, we are very fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jal has, for the sake of his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, granted us this auspicious day of Jumu'ah, Friday. Unfortunately, we ungratefully treat this blessed day as any other and spend it in negligence. Friday is a day of Eid. Friday is the chief of days. The fire of hell is not kindled on Fridays. The gates of hell are kept closed every Friday night. Friday will appear like a bride on the day of judgment. A person dying on Friday obtains the rank of martyrdom and is protected from the punishment of the grave. The renowned Mufassir Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmah says, "A Hajj performed on a Friday earns the reward of 70 Hajj, An act of piety carried out on a Friday earns 70 times more than any other normal day. But the punishment for a sin committed on a Friday is also 70 times more. My dear brothers in Islam, what can one say regarding the virtues of Friday? Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a complete surah, a complete chapter named after this blessed day. This chapter is in the 28th para, 28th section of the Holy Quran and is called Suratul Jumu'ah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, when the call for prayer is given on Friday, the day of congregation, rush towards the remembrance of Allah and stop buying and selling. This is better for you if you understand. My dear brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, like we heard, the reward is increased on this blessed day of Friday. Any good action we do, Allah Azza wa Jal rewards the individual more in the reward, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. As the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send durood upon those who wear an imama sharif on Friday. So my dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, those brothers who wear the imama sharif are due congratulations. The brothers who do not wear an imama sharif, then at least we should try and make an effort by starting off and wearing an imama sharif on the day of Friday. Sayyiduna Humaid bin Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, on the authority of his father, if anyone trims his nails on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove disease from him and insert cure. You know, every one of us, more or less, is complaining of one problem or another. We have illness in our house, we have this problem in our house, we have disobedient children in our house, we have no barakah in our sustenance, in our rizq. My dear brothers, listen to this, that if anyone trims his nails on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove disease from him and insert cure. Sadru Sharia, Badru Tariqa, Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali Azumi alayhi rahma says, a hadith mentions that if one trims his nails on a Friday, then Allah Azza wa Jal protects him from calamities until the following Friday plus 3 extra days, meaning 10 days in total. Another narration mentions that if one trims his nails on a Friday, mercy will arrive and sins will depart. Sadru Sharia, Badru Tariqa, Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azumi alayhi rahma further says that it is desirable to trim one's nails on Friday, but if they are very long, then one should not wait for Friday, because letting his nails grow long is a cause for a decrease in his sustenance. So you have the increase of your sustenance, and you have the reason for the decrease in our sustenance as well. Alhamdulillah, another hadith of Sahih, mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, that on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Friday, angels are appointed to every door of the masjid, and they make a record of everyone that comes. Alhamdulillah, the one coming early is like the one who donates a camel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we need to ask ourselves this question. Are we amongst those people who go into the masjid early? Or are we amongst those people when the imam is about to sit on the minbar, the pulpit, that is when we make an entrance into the masjid? Listen again. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the one coming early is like the one who donates a camel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one coming after is like the one who donates a cow in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he who comes after him is like the one who donates a sheep. After that is the one who donates a sheep, and then it is a hen. And if the one who comes after that is like he donated an egg in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. I think most of us are worthy of an egg. The entrance we make right at the end is, this is the reward we will be getting. But Alhamdulillah, it is reward. When the imam takes his seat in order to deliver the khutbah, the sermon, the angels gather their records and come to listen to the khutbah, the sermon too. The renowned Mufassir Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi alayhi rahma says, some scholars have said that the angels stand there from dawn. Some say when the rays of sunlight become visible. But the truth is that it is when the sun begins to decline, because this is when Friday begins. This also tells us that the angels know the names of everyone that arrives in the masjid. Remember, if 100 people enter the masjid first at the same time, then they will all be classed as the first. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahma mentions in Ihya'ul Ulum that during the first century, the streets would be crowded with people at the time of Sahri and after Salatul Fajr. They would have lights in their hands and they would be walking towards the Jami' Masjid for Friday Salah. After performing their Salatul Fajr in their local masjid, they would head towards the Jami' Masjid to perform their Salatul Jumu'ah. They would head early in the darkness at Salatul Fajr, my dear brothers in Islam. This is the love, because they understood the reward for Jummah. It would seem as if it was the day of Eid, but then this action came to an end. They say that the very first innovation to have crept into Islam is abandoning, rushing towards the central masjid. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Friday Salah is the Hajj of the poor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, there is one Hajj and one Umrah for you in every Friday. Rushing for Friday Salah is Hajj, and waiting for Asr Salah after Friday Salah is Umrah. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahma, he further mentions in Ihya'ul Ulum that one should remain in the masjid after Friday Salah until Salatul Asr. If only we could. If only we could come to Jummah Salah on time, my dear brothers. And this is the life of our pious predecessors. This is the actions they would do. They would not want to leave the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would come early to perform the Jummah Salah, and then they would stay there until Salatul Asr and even until Salatul Maghrib. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he says that one should remain in the masjid after Friday Salah until Salatul Asr. Remaining there until Salatul Maghrib is even better. They say that if one was to remain in the Jami' Masjid after Friday Salah and perform his Salatul Asr there, he will earn the reward for performing Hajj. And if one was to remain there until Salatul Maghrib and perform it, he will earn the reward of performing Hajj and Umrah. So my dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, let us make intentions that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will at least try to make an effort to try and attend our Jummah Salah in our local masjid, in our local Jami' Masjid, early inshallah Azza wa Jal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Friday is the king of all days and the greatest in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is greater than Eidul Adha and Eidul Fitr. This day is special for five reasons. This is the day that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created. He alayhi salam descended upon the earth on this same day. And he alayhi salam passed away on the day of Jumu'ah. There is a moment within this day in which any wish a person makes will be granted, as long as he does not ask for anything haram. Judgment day will be on Friday. There is no angel, sky, earth, wind, mountain or river that does not fear Friday. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there is a special moment on Friday. If one was to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for anything in that moment, Allah Azza wa Jal would definitely give it to him. And that moment is very short. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further clarified in another hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif that look for that special moment on Friday from Asr until sunset. Sadru Sharia, Badru Tariqa, Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azumi alayhi rahma writes, there are two very strong opinions concerning the moment of acceptance. One is that it's from the moment the imam sits for the khutbah, for the sermon, up until the end of salah. And the second opinion is that the end of the time for Friday salah. My dear brothers in Islam, many rewards for the day of Jumu'ah, for Jumu'ah salah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to try to make changes within ourselves. Try to show love and dedication for the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the day of Jumu'ah, and try to act upon the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's unfortunate that even this day of Friday, we spend in negligence. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there are 24 hours in a Friday, and out of them, there is not a single hour in which Allah Azza wa Jal does not release 600,000 of His creation from hell, each of whom had been destined to enter the fire. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all these people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who dies on a Friday, whether it is in the day or night, will be saved from the torment of the grave and will be seen on the day of judgment with the seal of the martyrs, with the seal of the shuhada. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to remember, act upon what has been said, and to try to make changes within our lives and act upon the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballik, for you is my prayer. O Muballik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. O Muballik, for you it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.